Lesson 24. Mom versus Technology.
Mom versus Technology. By Number One Mom. My son told me I would never be able to break into his cell phone because it has facial recognition technology. Is he just trying to deter me from snooping into his private life? Or is this technology really being used on phones?
Tech Guy 98. Sorry, Number One Mom, your son isn't trying to pull a fast one on you. This technology is indeed real. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I have it on my phone too.
Faith 2001. If he's old enough to have a phone, he's old enough to deserve some privacy.
Number One Mom. Well, he's only 9 years old, so I feel that some monitoring is necessary. How does this technology work, anyway?
Tech Wizard 2003.
LOL, Number One Mom, you have a smart little man on your hands. Facial recognition technology can be done in a few different ways. The way I am familiar with is this. Facial recognition algorithms identify the size, shape, and position of facial features, i.e. how big your nose is, how far apart your eyes are, etc. The data is then compared to photos, in this case your son's photos, to find a match.
Faith 2001. If he's only 9, he probably doesn't have much of a private life to monitor, Number One Mom. Relax!
Number One Mom. Well, I guess it is good that he's tech-savvy at such a young age. He knows more than I do. Where else is this facial recognition technology being used?
Tech Wizard 2003.
It's being used in some airports around the world to help confirm the identities of travelers with e-passports. Regular-looking passports with a microchip inside holding biometric information. It's also been used to help arrest people who have been captured on surveillance cameras with the help of driver's licenses.
Number One Mom. I'm going to take some time to learn more about this type of technology. It's fascinating.